Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. If you're in the area, come on by and listen to us. And also you can get a square on the Monday night pool, where at the end of the game you could win some money. We got it right 2 weeks ago. Hit that thing right on there, and somebody got a few nickels to play around with. At 6:30 tonight, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network right here on the Big 870 WWL. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Host Mike Hoss will handle everything for that hour, and then his guest tonight will be Saints head coach Dennis Allen, and Coach Allen's guest tonight will be Saints defensive coordinator Joe Woods. And then at 7:30 right here on the Big 870 WWL, Monday Night Football, as the Pittsburgh Steelers play the New York Giants. And man, Daniel Jones ain't been too good on Monday nights or any kind of primetime games. And let's see how they block T.J. Watt tonight. That might be something to kind of keep your eye on. It's our triple option feature. And, Bob, I'll let you go first.
Well, I can tell you what, even though it is football season, I am watching the World Series.
Okay.
Because I like to watch the best of the best. You know, you can... You know, old school, like used to be the Brooklyn Dodgers before they moved to L.A., kind of like Broadway versus Hollywood right now, Yankees and the L.A. Dodgers. Now, the League Championship Series has the highest U.S. TV rating since 2017. So I'm interested to see when all said and done with the World Series, what are the ratings. But it's, look.
And boy, did they clip it Friday night, huh?
Yeah.
With Freeman's homer.
Yes. And looking at the first World Series featuring five MVPs. Look at the Dodgers, Ohtani, Freeman, Mookie Betts, the Yankees, Aaron Judge, Lucas Stanton. There hasn't been a Fall Classic with four since 1971. So that's what's intriguing. You look, in the age of expanding playoffs, this is just the fifth World Series since the wild card era started in 1995, involving the teams with the best records in each league. Usually, oh, you had a great regular season, but do you make it to the World Series?
Well, the Dodgers been in that number.
Well, if you look at it, since the wild card era started in 1995, involving the teams with the best records in each league, it's just the fifth time. So it doesn't happen year in and year out. Now, this has caught my attention. Charlie, you and Mike, I'm going to ask you all a question. Now, you know, it's all about are you the champion? Like, Charlie, you know how you felt when the Astros won the World Series? No, you can't just get there. You got to win it. While the Dodgers are seeking their eighth title, their second in 5 years, the Yankees are in the World Series for the first time since, winning number 27 in 2009. So my question is to you and Mike. So who's number two? Don't look it up, Charlie. I want you to. You probably noticed.
The
Cardinals at number 11. I did not realize that the Cardinals are only double digits. The Yankees are way out in the head with 27, but the Cardinals have won 11, and the Dodgers have won 8.
Think about it kind of before our time a little bit, that watching TV. But from the 40s into the 60s, how many of them there with the Cardinals? They were a dominant team.
Well, and they won a couple, Charlie. Didn't they win a couple in the 21st century?
They won a few in the 2000s.
2000,
That was the Albert Pujols era and Yadier Molina.
And you know what's crazy, Charlie? Not that my youngest son, my youngest kid, is living in St. Louis. Now I've done this now 2 years in a row. I'm going to my third year. I go to about six Cardinals games a year. You know, when I go visit them,
Bush
Park, it is. Bush Stadium, it is packed. They love. You know how we treat LSU like our pro team?
That's how they treat the Cardinals.
Oh, it could be middle of the week. It could be at night. It could be during the daytime. They support their Cardinals.
When my daughter went to University of Missouri, my oldest daughter, you get a paper in the morning, and like University of Missouri, and it's almost football season. They're on like page four. I mean, it's Cardinals page one, two, three.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you saturated with St. Louis Cardinals news, and boy, that's a franchise that has really made a run at everything.
Well,
every decade.
And you know, Charlie and Mike, you look at like different parts of the country. We would be lucky to fill up. I don't know, Pan American Stadium. They got a professional soccer team. And so I went to a pro soccer game, Major League Soccer in St. Louis. That is, to me, the mecca of soccer in America. They had like 35,000 to 40,000 people.
Whoa, see, and I wouldn't have guessed that.
No, and they're playing that. A regular season game against Austin FC, Austin Football Club. So it's St. Louis. I'm like, said, okay, I'm going to go just experience it. You know, and behind the goals, and these people are just standing up and chanting. They got the drums. I don't know. They're just cheering when nothing's even going on. You know how, Charlie, those young people, you look at a soccer game, how they act. So St. Louis is a hub that truly appreciates, like, the world, the game of soccer, which is, you know, the world's football.
Now, Bo has got a connection to the Blues.
Yeah, the more NHL, St. Louis team. Blues. Okay. Yeah. Now, in hockey, I can't even, I never ice skated in my life. And so now I'll go to Arizona. I'll go to St. Louis Cardinals baseball and St. Louis Blues hockey games, NHL games.
Charlie?
Yeah, just to broaden my horizons.
Guys, Jaden Daniels has got the Washington football fans buzzing right now. It goes for about 30 more seconds, but for those that don't know, the 52-yard Hail Mary from Jaden Daniels to Noah Brown gives the Washington Commanders an 18-15 victory over Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears. Guys, Jaden Daniels, by the way, if you look at the most recent odds since that game for Rookie of the Year, it spiked for Jaden Daniels. Now, there were all these questions. Would he play? You know, he had the rib injury. Was he going to be playing in this game? You know, it's now minus 400 on DraftKings for him to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And Caleb Williams had a couple of good games that he strung together. He was creeping up on Jaden Daniels. But, you know, just listening to that audio courtesy of the Washington Commanders radio network, they're just so excited, and it makes me so happy because they deserve it. And what Jaden Daniels has brought that franchise and that fan base, man, they're 6-2 right now. They're on top of the world, and Jaden Daniels is leading the way.
And Charlie, you look at supporting cast. Okay, they both won the Heisman.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. Who's been the better pro? Jaden Daniels.
Even close.
Caleb Williams had been no accurate passer.
No,
What was he, like 10 of 24 or something?
He had a terrible game.
He didn't have a good game.
So,
now, he pieced it together late.
Yes.
He did piece it together late and gave him an opportunity to win the game. But, Charlie, Bobby wouldn't know this, but I'll give you one guess who's the first person to text me. And okay, you get it. It was Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
I was like the third person to text you, Mike.
Who covers the Commanders. Charlie was the second one because we had different thoughts on this, and Charlie was upset. He thought he had lost the game.
It was a backdoor cover for the Bears, and then the Commanders pulled it out.
But Kelsey was the first one, and, you know, she covers the Commanders out in D.C., so man, it was great to watch.
He was the
coolest cat on the field.
Well, and let me tell you, you let that fan base win. There's a lot of history. They just chomping at the bit. And I played when it was the Redskins' heyday, with Doug Williams and all that.
And you played in RFK, didn't you?
Yes, RFK. With that stadium would be rocking. They even had a band, like a marching band. They're the only pro NFL team that I knew had a marching band. And they would never, Charlie, I never forget they play this. Like, hail to the Redskins.
I think they're trying to change it to hail to the Commanders now.
Yeah, why don't they do that? You know, and it'd be like the whole thing. Like, it'd be like, hail to the, we could change it. Hail to the Commanders. Hail victory.
That seems like something that's kind of unique. Hail to the NFC, doesn't it? Like the Eagles have
fight
some kind of
for old DC. No,
it was embedded in your head. They played it so many times.
And yeah, I remember Doug Williams, Dexter Manley, got Darryl Green. I remember, you know what? Me and Eric Martin, we burned Darryl Green. He was like all pro. And Eric said, he can't cover me. He's too little. And he was trying to play bump and run, and Eric would just club him across the head, and I'd throw him those
and
quick
Bob, slams. Y'all had him
get the
beat. Dombrowski lost his cool with Dexter Manley.
Charles had Dexter Manley spit in his face, and then he punched him, and he got a 15-yard penalty. So the field was kind of like a cow pasture, like a chewed-up turf. And so Martin asked Anderson when he went to kick the game-winning field goal, he slipped and he missed it.
We lost.
And we were right there, and I tell you, and they they had just won the Super Bowl, so it was like it was one of those games.
Bob, one of the things to remember, you know, growing up in that time frame in the 70s and into the 80s, and those battles against the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Man, you talk about a rough game. That one was a really tough, tough game when the Redskins played the Cowboys.
You know who doesn't get enough credit and the consistency Joe Gibbs? You know, he kind of...
And he won Super Bowls three different quarterbacks.
Yes. He's the only one.
Only guy.
To win three different Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. Does Joe Gibbs... Charlie, you know football, but...
Yeah, I know Joe.
I'd say a lot of young people don't even know. Who's Joe Gibbs?
No, they know him from NASCAR.
Yeah, NASCAR. That's the Gibbs family. Yeah, they were NASCAR, but he won. He was running the Redskins in Washington with their... Who's the crazy owner they had then?
Oh, Jack Kent Cook.
Jack Kent Cook. Yes, Joe Gibbs was the guy that Charlie. Think about this: you win three different Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. That was Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. I mean, in the 80s.
Think about the NFC East: Parcells in New York,
the Giants,
Gibbs with the then Washington Redskins, Jimmy Johnson in Dallas, Buddy Ryan in Philadelphia.
Oh no, they're not a snide bubble there. No, you're talking about cheap shots. No, yeah. No, you got hit after the whistle in those games.